Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Definitely an E-ticket.
I'm talking of involuntary blood sacrifice. Where were we last time?
We saved the day on the robot planet. Oh no, we were well after that. We found out that the
time travel happens, sort of.
Well, there were some, well, if to be believed, but it seems to make sense.
He seemed to be quite, and more importantly, it was what Shim had predicted, who is still my hero.
Clearly he's the second saboteur.
Good point. We discovered who the saboteur was because it was the time-travelling consciousness of a sophologist, obviously.
Sophontologist.
Well, I mean, that is just like a sophontologist.
Bloody
corrects me on a made-up word.
Possibly are the ladies who...
No, they're the people who work in Habitat.
No, they're the ones who...
Is that even
a
shop anymore?
I don't know.
I was going to say, like, Sofa Workshop.
You said DFS or something, and then you realise they might not be in business either.
I don't think they are. B&M. Everywhere's B&M.
Apparently there's at least a day away, a day every year that DFS is not having a sale.
For legal reasons, yes.
That'll be when I bought my sofa.
And the mice were free.
Is that the one with the rats in it?
No, that was by a bin in Plymouth. Anyway, let's move on. It's a perfectly good sofa.
Seemed all right. Nice on it.
Just the shrieking squeak that comes out of it when you sit down. What was that?
Ghosts.
So, on the advice of this time-travelling consciousness, we got them to double-check the calculations of the... has everyone gone?
Ooh.
Is it me? Hello?
You're breaking up there, Nick. Turned on a...
It's funny, I started having problems as soon as I said, started to say stuff.
Okay, everybody's breaking up for me.
Is that everybody or is it just me?
It's just me, I think. I'm going to come in. You'll be able to hear all this
everyone, I think,
on my recording. I'll come in again.
Everyone's gone slow and creaky.
Not sure if it's just me that's having everybody drop out. Perhaps it is.
I can hear you. Back now.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there we are. I'm back in the room.
I'm just demonstrating that the paradoxes inherent in time-travelling consciousness.
Ah, that's why we've got two of you then.
Yes.
So I'd knock down to performance rather than quality.
Same. Yeah.
Which I think anyone who's listened to it before will agree is my usual.
I shall do the same, but not the latest one. Okay. That happened to me exactly as I was saying stutter walk drive. Don't know what that means.
It happened when you were saying stutter walk drive.
Distracted by Open All Hours memories now, but
oh, I thought you were doing stutter rap.
That was one of the very few.
So it happened when you were talking about stutter walk drive.
Have we said this before? Anyway,
very likely.
No, that's just perfectly normal deja vu. Everybody gets that.
We solved the problem. and everything's fine. And did we then jump, or were we about...
We have dropped the drive. The
major gulf.
And so now we don't know what actually happened to this alternate consciousness that came from a future that never actually happened.
Well, it has manifest since the... It has continued to manifest occasionally. To the point that Brian, or at least one of Brian, has asked himself to be frozen on the basis that he just doesn't know who he's going to be at any given moment.
Seems reasonable.
All right. This is frozen in a survivable way, is it? It's not like we just... Okay.
If he didn't specify...
Too late. So we wheel him into the kitchen freezer.
Oh, I've got lots of technical details on this. The cryopods are actually mounted in jettisonable sleds, so that if the ship is destroyed, the cryopods can survive.
That's why, of course, yes.
That's reassuring.
And they are not, definitely. Please note, mounted in individually jettisonable units.
Right.
So what does this button do?
Does it jettison in a, like a, is there a turret affair that you could control?
sort of a rolling broadside.
He's so fontologist, you filthy alien weirdo.
How does that make you
feel?
This
is why Nick no longer runs a cat house.
So, yes, you've continued on. We now get to mission day 160, which is, to save you the calculation, not quite up to your third improvement point.
Oh, curses.
So,
160, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
This whole thing is now in regions of space that no human has visited before, as far as you know, at least. And
except for Brian.
Well, yeah, it's one of Brian, possibly two of Brian. It's not clear. So there's a lot more astronomy going on, a lot more just exploring these systems to see, you know, does this work like the distribution of asteroids or whatever that we have back home? So
did he give us a rough idea of which system it was that is the last system he remembered?
No, but it was a fairly early one. He did give you a warning about Dr. Zhong.
What was the warning about Dr. Zhong?
There's something involving an alien contact, and Dr. Zhong is going to trade them away, stutter warp.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
he didn't have a lot of detail, but
should we freeze Dr. Zhong as well?
The government that has sponsored his place on the mission would possibly not be happy about that.
Well, it's up to the captain. We've given him all the information, I guess.
I think that's the captain's response as well.
Okay.
There's a limit to how many of the crew we can freeze, after all. We only have 220-odd. Anyway.
And at least five or six of those are useful. Not you four.
And
we're from the B arc.
So, for the most part, Entdecker is spending this time grappled to the biome, because, as I mentioned before, you guys don't have a spin habitat. And just easy to get necessary exercise and things that way. So at the moment, you've stopped for stutter warp discharge in a trinary system. There's a big G-class yellow star and two M dwarfs about 250 AU out orbiting each other. And there wasn't really obvious immediately, but the system survey showed up. There is a small collection of asteroids in between those two dwarfs, which, frankly, there shouldn't be. Because it doesn't form a Lagrange point.
So, is that man-made or sentient-made?
Well, it's getting looked at more closely. So that's basically what's going on at the moment. Anton Doran, the scout ship, is surveying systems ahead. Since this looks likely to take a while, Commander Schmidt sent out some of the probes to have a look at some nearby systems. Georg Bauer is mining out in the Oort cloud to get more raw materials.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, the basic plan is probably we're going to send a team to the asteroids to see if we can find out anything, and that seems likely to be Ant Decker.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a change of plans. Commander Schmidt calls a meeting of the mission board, and we've got a probe coming back from one of the star systems. It's a K2V Orange Dwarf. And the probes have a list of things that trigger an immediate return.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it saw one of them. So, Dr. Zhong, if you would present your analysis, please. Yes, indeed. It detected a string of broadband microwave pulses. Now, that's not necessarily artificial. There are stellar phenomena which do that. But they were very clear, very regular. The probe began a more systematic analysis. It fined down to a location orbiting one of the system's gas giants. Ice giants. And a highly reflective cloud orbiting around that ice giant. While it was doing passive survey on that, it detected a string of laser and radar pulses that translate probably an active sensor scan of some kind.
Oh.
And at that point, it popped out of the system.
Do we need to be on a high alert footing here?
Well, that's a very good question, but I have made great efforts to download and analyse all the information that we can from the probe, and this is, of course, available to all of you. I strongly suggest that this does require further investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps not getting any closer.
Well, or, at the very least, jumping around a few different stars and coming at it from the other side.
So it's a bit hard to sneak up on people in space, isn't it?
Mm.
We're surprising.
We're a heat source, aren't we?
Make a navigation roll.
Anyone in particular? Or
anybody who wants to follow off on
anybody
that?
Who's got the skill navigation.
Navigation.
I don't.
I think it may be astrogation.
No, Felix, I think he's our navigator.
That would be me, yeah.
I've got physics.
Okay, it's okay, Doc. Let me see what I can do.
If the cruel bastard GM had given us another few days, I'd have cybernetics as well.
Int?
Would that be helpful?
Okay, that is a 11.
Come that with me, Captain Bionic. Clean your eye
up. The discussion is correct. It is very difficult to hide in space. The obvious thing to do in this particular case, since it's orbiting an ice giant, would be to plot an approach so that you come into its sensor range on the other side of the ice giant.
Or
and then follow a curving course to stay in that
we
shadow.
We could freeze all of our cryopods and then send them out as a cloud of very cold things and hide behind that.
Can we not just turn the lights off or whatever?
What, stop using the sun lamp in the rec room?
How much of the, the probe jumped when it sensed it might be being scanned by something.
Yes.
How much was it able to capture about that scan?
That's Annex C on my
upload. Thank you.
Did it jump straight back here?
Insofar as directly is meaningful, yeah. I mean, there's a certain evasive pattern involved.
Oh, I see. Are you worried it's led them back? Can you trace a stutterwart? Oh.
Well, we don't know their capabilities.
You know what the stutterwart emits, which is gravitational anomalies. I mean, that's how you spotted that alien ship before.
Yeah.
Also, your ship itself, or any object that is active enough to have a stutter warp drive, is producing waste power, waste heat, and yeah. that is expand you know, a shell of detectability expanding at light speed.
I guess what I mean is, if someone stutter warps in your range, in your visual range or sensor range, can you then follow it back to where it has gone to?
Sometimes. Bear in mind that what you see is not a ship zooming off. What you see is the ship disappears from here, it disappears very briefly there, and it disappears very briefly there. And if it doesn't change direction while it's still in your sensor range, then sure, you can track that direction.
Can you steer in stutter? Well, I guess you can jump a different direction.
Yes, every jump is a separate thing.
Which is what this drone has done then, presumably, yes. Some kind of evasive manoeuvre.
Right,
but, okay. But it's still theoretically really, possible.
We have to assume that they can track yeah. it, because we simply don't know their capabilities.
That makes
sense. Know,
yeah.
They actually have never encountered stutter warp, and the moment it blipped, that was it. But we'd have to
know what
they,
you were looking
they
for.
They can trace us back, even if it took a little bit of time.
Yes.
Because otherwise, they could catch us by surprise.
Felix, yes. Feel free to bring whatever you want to this conversation. Yeah, this is more of a workshop. I'm
the
just
reason
a
I asked about the
less of a question,
about the sensors was do what we detected of the sensor scan correspond to any known alien technologies? Is this potentially a species we've encountered before, or that technology base?
Okay, no skill roll needed for that. You can just run it against the standard sensor signature library.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a standard configuration.
Okay, that's good to know. Useful information.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Zhong has less a question, more of a comment. That obviously, I will need to transfer to Entdecker for this rendezvous mission. I already have the information needed.
Wait, is this the guy who sold us up the paddle in an alternative future?
To a weird
you have been
sentient cloud
by somebody quite unreliable. Yes,
Maybe sit this one out, Doc.
Oh no! Of course, not. I mean, this is what I'm here for.
Yes, almost like you were destined to be involved.
I mean, he's an astrophysicist.
Oh. And clearly this is a stellar phenomenon.
It's all
with
right.
Scanners.
I mean, I don't know about stellar.
Stellar phenomena with yeah, scanners, though.
Loggers all taste the same to you, don't they?
I mean, it seems...
It's not on a planet.
It could be a Heidegger phenomenon, you know.
It
Carlsberg,
seems...
maybe.
I mean, Dr. North really seems potentially a more relevant...
Let's try and talk him out.
Sadly, he is not presently available.
Yeah, of course. So, experiencing some medical issues.
All right. How much sedative do we have on board the Enfit?
Not done anything yet.
Enough to knock out 2.5 Marines.
Are we introducing pre-crime?
Or 30 astrophysicists.
Let's
beer.
I agree. We need to do something. We should try and find out more about it.
Well, what
should
do?
Should
we try and send a different probe? Is it possible to configure a probe to have? I mean, we know what it was scanned with. Is it possible to configure a probe that might have a stealthier approach, or be able to resist those kind of scans? Is that
we could send one in, but really the limit of the probe's computational ability is part of the problem here. It can respond in pre-programmed ways to pre-programmed situations.
I'm thinking based on what we've gathered from the first probe, can we effectively set up a probe that is a little more resistant to being scanned and, you know, data mined.
Wrap it in cotton wool. No,
does
I mean
that work.
There is no sign of system intrusions. That's Annex J.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it did remove itself the moment it started seeing the second stage.
It realised there was an active scan.
Pulses.
Okay.
It does strike me as well. Yeah, this is potentially another first contact situation.
Yes, feels like
and
it.
And it does strike me that sending in a stealth drone might give the wrong impression.
All right, then. What about something that's configured to absorb to copy as much data from the scan as possible, and they might try to transmit information to it and keep that essentially sandboxed.
If we're using
and come back to us with something that's, you know, got a secure memory then of it, of what it's found, so that it doesn't matter if there's data intrusion.
Because if we're using a passive drone and they're actively scanning it, we might learn more about them.
And they might be attempting to communicate, if particularly if it's something comes back. I mean, is that doable, and do we think it would be beneficial?
Very tricky. I mean, as you say, space stealth hard.
Just paint it black. Space is black.
With a little, just splash a little white on it with, yeah, with the bristles.
Yeah.
Happy little accident.
Okay. Well, we can't just ignore. Can we just ignore
we
it?
We could just go in, or we could send one of the,
no,
ships,
we can't,
the ships in.
Unfortunately, we can't just ignore it. Because we actually are contractually...
part of the mission, isn't it?
Mm. Contractually obliged, I think, is the word.
Long to go where no radish has gone before.
That would have changed Star Trek enormously, wasn't it? Well, I'm afraid it's a contractual obligation. We're going to have to go in.
Sorry, Captain, the Security Union says...
Damn it, Jim, I'm not that kind of doctor.
Imagine if they just added armour to the red shirt specifically.
Food for thought.
Picture a lovely brass plaque outside Dr. Radish's office that just says, Dr. H. Radish, not that kind of doctor.
Whatever it is he's a doctor later. Of, he's something else.
I'm working on being a doctor of everything, but not there yet.
At the moment, you're a doctor of nothing.
Well, everybody starts there.
Right. So, we need options, don't we?
And
options,
so, certainly, possibilities, certainly you can, aims. You can take a couple of the probes with you, but the feeling is, sure, that controlling them from in system would be a bit more.
Should we take that guy who's hot on languages? He was very helpful in our last first contact. In fact, he was basically the player and we were the NPCs.
Yeah, we don't want to put too much on him, though, because he'll end up getting murdered.
Well, plus he's better than us.
I don't mind that bit. I mean, at this stage, we don't know if we're dealing with some sort of automated thing or... Gazanthai. Echoes from across space. Or if we're dealing with a new alien life form... And obviously, we've no idea if it's got kneecaps or not. So, do we
the
go
crucial
in?
Crucial question. Can
I like
I
to
kneecap
be prepared.
It?
You know, I haven't actually kneecapped anybody yet.
No.
I'm just building up the threat so that people think I'll do it, and that way I can do the good cop, bad cop without actually having to shoot somebody's kneecap off.
Just remembering the fake torture kit in White Dwarf back in the day.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
The party starts unpacking it and giggling over it, and whoever looks most straight-laced goes over to the prisoner and says, please talk, I can't bear to hear you screaming for hours and hours like the last one.
I'll have to have a look for that. As long as it's in the first sort of 90 issues.
It was back when White Dwarf was a role-playing magazine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right then. Well, Captain, do we
stay or do we go?
Do we go in?
If we go, there could be trouble. If we stay,
could be double.
If we stay,
well,
then
Captain, you've got to let me know.
Our sponsors will not be impressed.
If we're looking at a 50% reduction in trouble count, then we should go.
He said, Captain. I said, what? He said, Captain. I said, what?
No, I'm going to resist. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good.
So, transit to that system will take 24 hours or so.
Right.
Get some kit then, really.
How did we become the first contact squad?
You're very good at it.
It starts off by you with the ship that was available.
Yes.
And the rest of Bayern's science team is looking into this whole asteroid situation. You have an independently mobile ship. It can land on a planet if needed. You have experience of first contact.
I don't think we need another scientist on board.
You've got another scientist on board.
Oh, they don't send a big Dr. ass John. Marine, do they? Nobody's up Jethro's territory.
Well, no.
Are you a big ass Marine, Jethro?
I'm kind of classed as competent.
Well, you know the rules. One planetary invasion, one Marine.
Okay. Well, it's fine. I welcome him with open arms.
I allowed to bring the Rotman LK-1?
Remind me what that is.
We're all sitting here thinking, should we say
is that,
yes?
It's the fluffy bunny thing?
No. It might be the laser rifle with the underslung grenade launcher.
I don't think I need anything other than my Model 6
personal range combat here.
Seems to do very well.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I'm just thinking that last time it would have helped a little bit because, well, grenades, but its range is range 200 as opposed to the shotgun, which is range 80.
Look, keep it on the ship, but if we do actually come face to face.
I'm asking the captain is, am I allowed to take it out of the locker in the locker in the locker in the locker in the locker so that basically somebody spots me?
I hope it's very small.
Otherwise,
the first door's going to be a bastard to open.
No, it's basically just the fact that they get really, really twitchy when I start wandering around with sort of...
we like having atmosphere.
All of my kit is not designed to go through a bulkhead in any way, shape, or form. Can I point out that the grenades that I have are baton grenades, which basically are designed for anti-riot.
Are you going to list all the grenades?
I have actually got some flechette grenades, but they are...
In case you want to kill anyone in one single area of the ship.
Yeah.
Then he has a selection of sandalwood, vanilla and patchouli.
Well, funny you should say that, because I actually do have... Because the rest are smoke grenades. They're designed to basically allow me to get close enough to them basically... rip the ghoulies off whoever I'm fighting.
I'll just note in passing, considering the 200 metre range of your laser, Bayern herself is 233.23 metres long.
Yeah. But
and it's not like the laser stops there.
No. 200, I mean, plus the fact that, you know, it's...
I would prefer
to shoot out of the... away from our ship and towards somebody else.
I appreciate that, but if you were in a combat situation, I'm just wondering how sensible is it to have a laser that launches smoke grenades?
No, it's a perfectly normal grenade launcher slung under the weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. Which then makes a barrier to the laser.
No, it depends on the grenade... And it depends on the frequency of the laser.
I do remember X-ray ray lasers in Uncle Albert's 2035 update, but God, that's
anyway.
Not far off now, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yes, well, one of the 70s dystopian films that we're watching for the next ribbon of memes is in the far distant future of 2022, so...
Oh, gosh. Mm. What is it, Damnation Alley or something?
I hope it's not Damnation Alley.
Soylent Green, of course, yes, excellent. Yeah. Last film.
Mm.
And it's very last scene he ever filmed with a death scene, so that's lovely. But I didn't like it much. But I am enjoying Logan's Run, which I've never seen before.
Interesting.
Yeah. No. I'm genuinely enjoying other bits.
Any rental tape of Logan's Run that you got in the 80s got very, very fuzzy on the picture, very worn and crackly around that section, almost as if played more than the rest of the film.
Surely not.
Yeah.
Firefox, in those primitive days where we didn't have internet porn,
we had to buy a tape or look in the bushes.
Yeah,
so to speak.
No.
There's a wonderful song about that.
Did you not ever have weird stuff in the hedgerows around by you?
Yeah, what's it called? Porn found on the railway tracks or something. I can't remember the name.
No, you're too posh around where I was.
Anyway.
So, Carly is getting some rest. Anybody else want to do things while you're in transit?
I'll check over all my gear and then get some rest.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure everything's sort of running okay.
And Dr. Jolney is going to be going through the analyses of the recordings and so on. So.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to impress upon Dr. John what we have learned about the stutter warp, and I'm going to impress upon him how absolutely important to not only our lives, but the lives of everyone on Earth, how not to give the information of the stutter warp drive away.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a mission priority, not to do anything that might reveal the location of Earth. I understand that.
Yeah.
Including giving away stutter warp technology. Yes.
Oh, I mean, what alien knowledge could be so worthwhile as to let that even be a consideration?
It's not a consideration, no matter. Precisely. Even if they have the elixir of life, Dr. Jean, if that is your name.
Wait, how much does he know about stutter warp?
Loads.
About as much as your typical astrophysicist.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, he doesn't need to actually know very much. He has to be able to just access it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how much...
The PDF of the manual is essentially enough.
How convincingly
can you lie to him about such a wolf?
I'll work with him, anyway.
Can I
know science.
We need to create a file that's got some fatal flaws in the schematics of
schematics.
The Sutter Wolf.
And the drive must run for at least 7.9 light years before you shut it down.
Yeah. I think they might spot it after the first couple. Could I do some Navy tactical analysis on the lasers and bits and pieces? Just get a rough idea of how quick it was, et cetera, from when.
Speed of light, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on. I'm even working, Mason, trying to be helpful.
We'll never know.
That burned.
Is it possible to do anything like that?
Sensors roll.
Either sensors or tactical. I don't really care which.
Yeah, with it anyway.
Okay, that's either 11 or 12, depending on whether I'm doing sensors. That's cool.
Okay, so... Right, well, it looks like a fairly reasonable sort of frequency to be poking at things with.
How quick was it from when we would believe that they... So, in other words, are they actively scanning passively? And then went active almost straight away.
Well, that's the thing. The active sensor pulse was detected. Okay, so the drive dropped out of stutter warp and activated its main survey sensors because they both take quite a bit of power. It doesn't run both at once. It's also complicated.
But the survey sensors,
it activated the main sensors, and 221 seconds later, it detected the active sensor pulse from the cloud. That is pretty much the minimum time.
That's what I was thinking, that it was about 216-17 seconds from when they could have possibly seen it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically light speed plus a fraction of a second.
Oh, okay, right. So pretty much an automated, that they've got automated...
too quick for kind of a sentient... decision.
Oh, that's exciting.
And Bayern's own sensor system, which is pretty good, would not necessarily pick up something that quickly.
No, it would be a couple of seconds afterwards sort of thing. And we want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to, we kind of have to. Isn't that right?
Hmm. So there are a couple of things you could do. I mean, one, as Felix mentioned, I think, was come in the shadow of the ice giant, which would need a moderately complicated course, but yeah, potentially doable.
I think that's not a nice to do. I think that's kind of we really, really want to do that. Except that, obviously, are we 100% certain that we're going to... Was it a moon that this thing was on?
No.
The
cloud is occupying a... I don't want to say occupying an orbit because that makes it sound like a ring. It is a sort of vague blob a few hundred kilometres across orbiting this ice giant.
Okay. So let us say that said blob, instead of being 100 kilometres, a couple of hundred kilometres across, extends to, or restricts down to, say, I don't know, 100 yards, or 100 metres rather. Sorry, I'm not American. and it is, allows it to space out, to spread out. It could potentially be on both sides of said planet.
That is a thing that it could potentially do, yes.
Okay.
Assuming it has that capability, which you don't know.
But which anyway, we don't know.
So that's one option. Another option would be to use one of the probes as a sensor relay. You'd have to use one of the resenders, but you've got one of those with you.
Was there any other activity in the system? In other words, could we come in behind the sun?
Nothing detected. And you only have the 221 light second sphere. Or rather the 110 and a half light second sphere, because sensor's got to come back to you. But you've got a basic system map. I mean, it is an outer ice giant. Even if you sneak up behind the sun, you've got a long way to go between there and getting close enough to take a look at things.
How active would our probe have been?
Well, it was on passive sensors to start with. So, I mean, it's got its power system for running the stutter warp. It lit up the survey sensors. Dear me.
Oh dear.
And that would be quite easy to detect. Oh. And it did that almost as soon as it came out of warp. So, yeah, it looks like yet another AI scraper trying to download everything on the website all at once.
Oh really? Lovely.
So.
Well, God help us if AI is in any way based on, on our inane witterings.
Yeah, loads dropping off now.
Is there not a way to prevent this? It seems to be like a denial of service attack
against
the whole internet.
Yes, it is.
It is. It is, but unfortunately...
But AI is wonderful. Just ask anybody who's being paid to say so.
Yeah.
Or possibly is an AI.
No, that might actually be useful.
Yeah. Not if all that they're doing is saying that AI is wonderful.
Right. Sorry, where were we?
We were still discussing what the potential could be when we get there. We hadn't come up with a plan particularly yet.
Dr. Radish, could you give me a... any science you like.
As long as it's black.
Physics has always been my lucky number. With what, sorry, int or edu?
Edu, I said.
Oh, you beauty. 11.
Okay.
In total.
So, the bursts of microwave radiation are at some interesting frequencies. 1420 and 1720 megahertz, which are the emission lines for hydrogen and hydroxide.
Ah.
And
that's where we normally try and keep it nice and quiet, isn't it?
Mm.
Where we tend to listen out on.
Mm. And the pulses go in a sequence of 1, 2, 4, 8, and so on, up to 64.
Okay.
And then repeat?
Mm-hmm.
I think they were attempting to first contact us.
But there's nothing natural. There's no naturally occurring phenomena. It's not natural, is it? Okay. All right.
You might get emission on the on those frequencies, but you would be very unlikely to get it in binary code.
Hmm.
Yes. That. So. Yeah. But. Okay. The interesting thing there is there was no kind of discussion amongst these aliens as to, oh, this may be a first contact. It just automatically happened.
Well, that was being transmitted already. When the probe dropped into the system. This is the initial microwave pulses.
Oh, right. And then it saw our probe and did some kind of active probing. Yes.
Yeah, and the,
look,
the...
So it looks like they've...
Sorry, go on.
With the active probing...
Shim, what are you sucking?
It's a biscuit.
Looks like a cracker or something. I mean, it's nothing unusual. Oh, those are good.
Oh, yes. I ended those up with a ton ones. Of those. But yeah, ooh. But you are committing a crime by not eating them with cheese on.
Hmm.
Nope, I think they're good enough on their own.
No.
They're even quite nice with a cup of tea. Stop changing the subject.
Going by Jethro's analysis of the response times, it was sending that out originally.
Yes. And then
As soon as it detected the probe, it sent out its active scan.
Like, literally as soon. So it's got to be an automated system. Or a machine intelligence.
I mean, if we assume...
Or somebody working with us in ethics committee, says Dr. Zhong.
You know, it's reasonable to think a civilization may have... You know, a civilization that is already broadcasting a signal to look for intelligent life...
Like a SETI program.
Has probably got, a plan in place and protocols... You know, that's not an unreasonable supposition.
You would think that, wouldn't you? if only, say, for example, that there was a civilization, third rock from the sun, that was doing active stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, comparing it to Earth's SETI program, that wouldn't be the case. Then they'd spend months.
We haven't got a bloody clue what's going to happen.
But, it is a perfectly reasonable possibility, even if they are, highly democratic.
Yeah, but they're not...
They might just have already got a plan.
Could it be, like, an automated... I mean, that's the worry. Is it an automated probe to find intelligent life is approaching, and then the next step is, let's send this hydrogen bomb to it, so we don't get invaded?
Or a casket of chocolates...
I'm afraid I'm slightly on Jethro's side here. Is it possible we could have a civil... The response time was so quick.
I mean, that just means it's automatic. It could be...
You wouldn't automatically say, here we are, come to us. You might automatically set up some kind of... If they respond in kind, then you send up some defensive system to destroy them.
As far as we can see, the automatic part is something appeared in system, we scan it. That seems like a fairly routine.
Are you thinking this is some kind of an anglerfish? Effectively, we're looking at the law here.
I'm afraid we have to consider the possibility. Call me paranoid, but Jethro was right, actually, for the most part, on the moon, I have to say. And I did get my arm nearly shot off on the moon.
You're saying follow his advice?
In no way, shape, or form did I shoot at his arm.
Optimistic view of humanity, but we may not be dealing with... Well, we're not dealing with humanity here.
Presumably not. We do know that people have been out here.
Do we? I thought we thought no human had been out here.
That was before we met the time-travelling weirdo in somebody's head.
Well, that's some alternate future.
But we don't know how that works.
There's a whole... not just a paper, there's a whole university wing waiting for me once we investigate that. So you're damn right we're putting him on ice. I'm worried, like Jethro, that this is some kind of potentially automated trap.
I mean, as Mason said, angler lures are something that we've hypothesised could be the whole system, could be not. It could. The other alternative is some form of machine intelligence.
Yes, yes.
The excitement there is that they do tend to think quite quickly.
And we are carrying the knowledge with us. So we're heading there on our shuttle, right?
No, not on our shuttle. We're heading there
on the Endeavour.
On the ship. That
well, on the ship that we are taking to this new civilization is the means to get back to Earth.
Sort of.
The information.
You probably don't have the actual coordinates taken with you, given that you're on a separate mission like this.
Well, that's good because I've forgotten them.
Hmm.
But we could yellowish one.
Yeah. Yellow. Well, M class or something. M, one of those.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we could actually give the exact signature of the... I see a Dr. Zhong.
I pictured him.
I'm going to have to check my... I was very politely not checking my phone, and you lot all looked straight at it.
I suppose I don't really see what anyone would gain from an anglerfish scenario.
Well, what you gain as a civilization is defence.
Right, but it works the first time.
Technologies and so on, don't you?
I suppose if you're not actually completely annihilating them.
Threat your brains.
No. Yeah.
Maybe this is a civilization that has encountered warlike races before, maybe only warlike races. Maybe it's a civilization that, much like the ancient Spartans, produces characters rather more like our colleague Jethro here than, you know, more typically adjusted characters. Then we may...
Typically adjusted.
Then we may... You could hypothesize a situation of a planet of Spartan-like warlike beings who have encountered dangerous creatures before and want to get the upper hand as soon as they arrive.
Spartans have never managed to develop space travel.
But think of all the opportunities it gives you for exposing babies.
There is no need. Maybe we are the babies being thrown off the cliff in this scenario. Yes.
But we're possibly taking this a little further than it will sustain. What if they are actually honest and welcoming and absolutely above board?
Well, I mean, the last civilization...
We don't want to stamp on that, do we? We've got to, tread a careful line here.
I'm going to suggest that we don't communicate with them directly.
If we remain passive and see if what we can learn...
No. Well, no, my thought is that if we... Roger, I think you said that there, one of the options was that we could kind of hang fire, we could sort of like... and then send a probe in that was kind of like at the limit of our...
Yeah, so if you sit in the outer system somewhere, which is just a very large space... then you're close enough to the probe that you have only a few hours of light speed delay... rather than it has to stutter warp out again.
Okay.
But I mean,
and
my
we could just sort of drop the probe out instead of actively launching it or whatever. Push it out.
Well, right now it's in Entdecker's magnetic grapples. It's quite a large thing. It's a it's a separately capable interstellar ship after all. Just not what with any crew.
I just fascinated as I am by first contact and. I mean, the last civilization we met, despite the unfortunate tendency of a nuclear war, they were lovely. But we can't assume everyone's like that.
Arguably, they'd selected out the ones who were into nuclear war.
Well, no, because those jerks probably went down in the bunkers and everyone else fried.
Oh, yes, Mount Loose Rubble, as we now call it.
It's one of the first places not to be reopened after the war.
Ceremonially sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, we're looking for a civilization that doesn't build killer bots, because we've had our fill of those. Tunneling worms, also, not a great fan.
Yes. I don't want to get all meta about this, but if I was writing a novel along these lines, and the last group of aliens we met were nice guys, then the next group will be absolute bastards.
So you're holding up the last group space floozies in metal bikinis, then?
The last group we met apparently
we need
nearly
some
blew
genetic
your arm off.
Material. They nearly did. Well,
yeah.
They're
so
robots,
the nice guys came close to blowing your arm off. Basically, is what you're trying to say.
Well, no, the automated defense robot bastards.
Let's be entirely honest. You almost blew yourself up.
Your
more importantly, you almost blew me up, Doctor.
That was a tactical maneuver, Jethro. I'm surprised you thought it was anything other.
All that stuff he said in the past about the Cornish was nothing to do with it.
I feel that Jethro is probably muttering about artillerymen.
Yeah.
Hey. So,
I wish we hadn't brought Dr. Jung along.
I agree. The trouble is, from what we've said so far, it sounds like ideally what we would like being the word here, is to secretly monitor these people while totally unobserved and gather as much information about them as possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is indistinguishable from being evil bastards who want to conquer them.
No, the evil bastards who want to conquer them would...
Up until the point where we do something.
Would then
I'm
go
not saying it's bad,
them.
I'm just observing this yep. fact.
Intelligence being, gathering is a...
Being
is a,
cautious yeah. is that first part, and you can be cautious for different reasons.
Yeah, that's the same reason they may be cautious.
I will suggest that if we've got Dr. Zhang here, it makes me think, you know, there's the possibility he's going to give something away. Can we get somebody with a bit of computing ability, someone with more than I've got, who could perhaps keep tabs on things, not allow us to transmit, for example, schematics of Stutterwalk,
well,
big
my,
bits of information,
which is,
record
which is,
his communications?
Which is why I don't want there to be any communication directly with them. I want it all to go through the probe, at least initially.
Yeah. This guy's, Zhang is smart enough to come up with the Stutterwalk drive schematics on his own, presumably.
Surely not.
But he could point them in the right direction of these.
No,
are the basic
but he'd be able to.
His personnel file says he is an astrophysicist. He's obviously got a good solid physics grounding, which would include Stutterwalk theory. But he has.
But he's not an engineer.
Yeah, he's not going to hand them the schematics of an engine.
He hasn't taken a shipboard job. I mean, his career has basically been sciences all the way through.
Hmm. You see, he hasn't spent time in the School of Hard Bums or whatever, so. That makes him a worse person than me.
Because you have spent time in the Hard Bums.
In the Hard Bums and reporting on the Hard Bums. I'm basically a cross between George Orwell and Albert Einstein.
No.
Oh, you see, I thought you were going to say something like Ernest Hemingway or
all the physics capability of George Orwell and all the deathless prose of Albert Einstein.
Unfortunately, Stradivarius couldn't paint, and Rembrandt made lousy violins.
As you're getting close to the system, Zhang calls you together and says, I found out something more from the sensor returns, looking at what it did pick up from the cloud.
Okay.
It is actually a cloud. It's a swarm of discrete objects.
Yes, but I mean, not like nanobots or anything, is it?
Well,
is it inherently
dangerous? I am wondering whether it is some form of at the very distributed system.
The smallest I could pick up was suggested about 10 to 20 meters.
That's primitive
quite
nanobots,
big.
Then.
Ooh. Yeah, megabots.
Version 1 or 2.
And there are some large
What is
ones.
This house size thing? Oh, it's a nanobot.
There are some larger ones.
One day these will be going through your arteries. They can now, but only once.
The biggest thing in there is about 500 metres long, I think, and there's only one of it, but I haven't got much data.
Are they moving independently?
And all looking metallic.
Are they
moving at very low relative speed? And that
which is not what we would expect for a random collection of objects.
No, I mean you wouldn't expect a random collection of objects to be this coherent unless it had blown up, you know, 10 seconds earlier, and there's no sign of that.
All right. So that's either like a minefield or a computer.
It would be a very weird minefield. I mean, a space minefield needs to be more spread out than that and work on proximity or
how
detection.
Big's this thing overall, this cloud?
And now we're all thinking of Galaxy Quest, aren't we?
About 100 kilometres side to side.
Oh, even better.
Sorry, Roger?
About 100 kilometres side to side. And yeah, that's another
that's
unexpected thing.
That's not that
thing.
Big, is it?
It does seem to have reasonably well-defined edges rather than just trailing off in density.
Okay.
Proximity mines in the transporter. If you're ever playing Starfleet battles again,
yep. T-bombs.
It's a winning move.
Energy. Oh fuck!
Not to mention the legendary captain rule. If your ship is destroyed, you have a 1 in 6 chance of finding yourself aboard and in charge of the nearest enemy ship.
I love it.
That's some fun game.
It was good.
Right. All right. We don't know enough, do we? We need to get more information.
So, what is your plan for the approach?
From a distance.
Well, I think we said sending the probe in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, us coming in behind objects in the Oort cloud, maybe.
Basically, staying several light hours out.
Yeah.
Behind the ice planet.
Well, that's a separate thing.
Are we going to be able to communicate with the probe if we're behind the ice giant?
Not in real time.
No.
But it can send a signal back to you so that even if it's destroyed, you will get its signal up to the point where it was destroyed. It doesn't have to be able to jump out again.
Could we send something like a little relay that would be out and be able to beam so we could get a more direct signal without being.
You do have some subcraft, but they don't have a lot of range. Let's take a look at the good old technical readout.
Isn't all of our communication stuff at light speed, and it's just the jump that's faster than light?
That's correct.
Yeah. So you're talking about message packets?
No. Pigeons, basically.
You've got mail.
Sublight pigeons.
Mm. Alternatively,
I suppose that's pigeons.
We launched.
You could do that. Skin as pigeons in a sublight missile, tapping the direction to get to you.
What if instead we placed Dr. Zhong in a sublight missile and fired him towards the planet?
No,
he could communicate
or just
directly.
Off in the other direction.
Yeah. Communicate with that, you mother.
We understand that there's no actual evidence, Dr. Zhong, but you have to understand.
We are very paranoid.
We were told this by an obvious madman.
The thing is, you've rather stepped into the spotlight, and I'm afraid we can't have that.
Okay, so, broadly what I'm getting from this is sending a probe in.
Yes. Thank you, Roger.
I love how the GM has to sort of say, what are they actually trying to do here? I'll tell you what, I'll just go for that.
There are many fascinating ideas. Some of them only slightly impractical.
Well, John would like some kind of relay so we can communicate faster rather than waiting for it to bounce around the planet.
The relay won't make a difference.
Yeah,
it would, because it would instantly transmit to us.
No, okay, so all the relay will do is slow down because the relay has to then receive and then retransmit.
Yeah, but if it's to the side of a planet, if we're behind a planet, that's the point.
You could have a relay that would stutter warp out back out to you. That would give you FTL communications. You could talk directly to the probe at the range you're looking at simply with lasers.
Oh, right.
It's just
sorry, the issue was
we were hiding behind a planet.
It's just going to have light speed relays.
I don't think.
Okay, that's all right then.
I don't think we're going to be able to. I mean, I would love to be able to come in behind something and then basically put relays on the other side of it, so on and so forth. But I don't think we're going to be so lucky.
We can't sort of push along a gigantic space iceberg or something.
Wait, have we got such a thing as a slightly more than 100-meter long cardboard box?
you've got
and that's when you meet a space cat.
You've got the box of shit came in.
There you go.
I'm afraid we've recycled it, sir.
Casio!
Where's it gone? Well, you ate most of it for lunch.
I apologize.
So, sending in a probe. Okay, the first thing that becomes apparent, there is a point
decadence
at which this probe is well, you're assuming the probe is detected.
Is that because there's a small explosion and a lot of twinkly particles out?
How pretty.
But the dual band microwave signal disappears.
Okay.
For a couple of seconds.
It's all right, it's after 9 o'clock.
And then it comes back on with the two frequencies reversed.
Oh.
So, technical bods, what does that suggest to you?
It's been hacked. It's been hacked. Let us. We need to send.
You do have a self-destruct button.
The frequencies of the probe's communications.
No, of the microwave signal that the probe is picking up.
No,
That's fine. No, that's fine. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the probe.
They found the probe. Now they're switching it round to see how we respond.
They're reversing the polarity of the neutron flow. Standard procedure.
Do we respond, or are we just remaining passive?
We've not sent anything active at all, have we, so far, apart from when the probe started to do an active.
It did its
more
routine, active
universal
scan.
Greeting on all channels.
We could.
I seem to be having this tremendous problem with my lifestyle.
I mean, it's probably worth sending on the two. Isn't there a third harmonic that we could also use? I can't remember my bloody.
Every molecular or ionic combination has a stat primary emission frequency, certainly.
Yeah.
So there's many.
That was the one I was after, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, oh God, this is a
emission.
Very. Can I just point out, at one point, I actually did a degree in basically using this stuff to actually do analysis and stuff, spectroscopy analysis.
Oh, over to Jethro then. There you go.
However, can I just point out that was 35 years ago now. My brain is not that good anymore. I'm feeling a bit like Holly at the moment. I can't go faster than light anymore. Some bloody set of cats have eaten all my brain. It's my excuse. It's nothing to do with beer. No, from what I remember is that you've got the primary band where things, where you get the spike, and then you get a secondary in some of the.
Yeah, I think there are secondary peaks and things.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I did this too.
Yes, exactly. So my thought is why don't we try and send something on one of the secondary ones?
Okay.
Which is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, reboot.
Okay, what's our purpose for doing that? We want to tell them...
We want to tell them that we actually, A, have picked up their signal.
Yeah.
And B, that we understand the concept of water molecules breaking
down.
It's a way of communicating.
Well, I understand. Are you saying we open communications with them?
Well, they've opened communications with us.
Yeah, but we could pretend we're dumb.
No, it is going to be in, it'll be in an hour or two anyway, because basically it's us replying back.
Evolved since then.
Yeah. It's us replying back to the probe. It's us telling the probe to basically do it.
Yeah, but why? What if I thought we were staying quiet?
Well, we are. No, we're
The initial reaction, and we're acting, having seen what that initial reaction is. The initial reaction was not let's blow the probe up or anything like that. So we're going that little bit further, okay, and seeing what happens. It's first contact, and importantly, I'll shoot. Both kneecaps if he goes anywhere near a microphone.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Basically. They've kind of gone, and we're going back to them. Actually, no, we're going back to them.
Well, don't shoot. I mean, yes, I suppose we are.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Right,
let's see how it goes. I think we've got to try and make contact, unless there is any sign that they are hostile or trying to trap us for some reason.
Well, can't we just move on?
We could, but it seems a bit pointless.
What, you keep going until you make first contact with somebody who, you know, has the pitcher of lemonade out for you?
Well, I just...
Okay, so, Doctor, you've got to remember that we are quite literally contractually obliged to do
to
this.
Seek out new life and new civilization.
Think what a chapter this will make for your book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's always someone better.
Captors allow you to write books.
Yeah.
There was Captain Tumboy on the previous mission, and now we got Dr. Zhong and his...
Well, by the way, speaking of...
We've done some better vetting on this trip.
Can I just say, by the way, that as far as Dr. Zhong is concerned, either Mason or my good self are with him all of the time.
All the live long day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just and both Mason and I so happen to be carrying our pistols.
It is general knowledge that he was put in at the assistance of the Chinese government.
Even I am.
Right, is that a problem?
Even I am now starting to feel sorry for him.
he's doing his best to make you feel not sorry for him, and he is not subtly, quietly competent. He's very much on the look at this amazing thing I've done.
Yeah, I'm noticing a lot of that also with the staff. Seems anybody would think
high reputation scientists who managed to talk their way into a mission like this might be. So you do have some more sensor data from the probe.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, as it's getting closer, it's taking passive images of the cloud. Thus, effectively fast forwarding.
Mm-hmm. We don't want it to get too close.
Somebody want to give me an investigate or computers check with int?
Sure. With int.
Go on then.
That would be 14.
Ooh, very nice.
I will not mention anything.
I've not even rolled.
That's how clever you are.
No, I'm just not good with computers.
Things I can actually do.
So there are not trains exactly, but basically extensions of the cloud, or a few elements of the cloud going off and coming back to some of the moons of this ice giant.
One of them looks like a captured
ice asteroid. Another one's Stony. Another one's Nickel Iron.
And there are no heat signatures or any...
These are definitely active parts of the swarm. They are powered.
I meant for the moons and things that they're
on
going
moons,
from.
On the moons, no.
No sign of radio or anything like that?
No.
That's interesting. I'm wondering what this cloud is. Is it a sort of almost like a robot, except it's a dispersed... thing that's acting
like
as the kind of gatekeeper security.
Thing.
I don't know what a Haktar is, sorry.
Haktar from Life, the Universe and Everything, the dispersed consciousness that was destroyed by the Silastic armor fiends of Striterax.
Mm.
Better memory than me on that.
It could also
just
be
a waste of life.
distributed habitat for something very small.
And yet I still remember things like Scorn Shellus Zeta and that. It's just how useless is that? Right, yes, that is true, Felix.
It could be, but just the speed does make me think machine consciousness.
So
automatic.
Are you going to send this binary sequence on a different frequency?
Yes, I think so.
Go for it.
Yeah, well,
what about on a carbon?
I mean, you could use methane, carbon monoxide, whatever.
We don't want to send them a carbon. I mean, a fax, perhaps. But I think let's limit how low tech we're going.
I'm just thinking about what information we can give them. But I suppose hydrogen's the simplest.
Fibonacci sequence.
Let's send Fibonacci.
It's at what frequency? If water is the most abundant molecule in the universe, what's the second?
Hydrogen is the most abundant molecule.
Hydrogen. Yeah, but okay, complicated molecule.
Well, hydrogen atom. Okay, abundant molecule would be. Deuterium, probably still.
No, water's. I think water's the most.
Methane would be very easy.
I'm just thinking. Then methane would be a good.
We're sending them cow farts.
Yes.
Almost at once, modulo light speed delays. It stops the 2 microwave transmission. And start sending switching frequencies, and it looks as if it's doing ones and zeros rather than counted pulses.
Mm-hmm.
Translated, get back, you bastards, we'll break your legs.
It's very hard to actually getting the actual breaking.
I mean,
legs.
To be honest,
at this point down the line, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, my vague thought is that for this is kind of there are people who know what they're doing, possibly actually with the inclusion of Dr. Radish at this point.
I'm not a crypto.
No, I know, but you have got Zeno.
I have got xenology, actually.
Phobia? Xenology, yeah.
Xenophilia.
They can treat that these days.
Yeah, well, let's just take some first steps in, we know what we do with maths.
So it's sending...
Are the aliens shaggable?
It's sending...
No, to be fair, that definitely is Jethro.
1 and 6 zeros, then... 0150s, then 1150s, 0010000, and so on.
All right, yeah. So some kind
you,
of
you do not need a skill roll to say, okay, these are binary numbers, but the least significant bit first.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just follow in suit without trying to give any more.
It gets up to 64 and then it waits.
Okay. Okay, so we then send 128.
This is going to take a while.
No, not at all. Not at all. The
but
other
think
thing.
How long well, I think until we've met.
The other thing as
I guess
well
the point
is
yeah, slightly progress it without giving much away.
Yeah. The other thing as well is that we also then do primes. Is the other.
Yeah, I mean, you continue this. You don't just do a.
that's the next thing on its list as well.
Yeah.
Except just because the of the wonderful, wonderful Mongoose editorial standards. The sequence it gives here is 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. For those of you catching up at home, one is not a prime.
Elliot
had this question in his 11 plus, but it isn't. One doesn't count as itself and one.
Yes.
So.
Basically, there's a whole lot of other mathematics which works a whole lot better if you just assume that one is not a prime.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well, he answered no when he got it right, so...
Yeah. But I'm not convinced that he should know that at 11.
If you're not slightly busy, you need to know that one isn't one, I think.
Yeah. even though it's the only one that isn't. It's because basically it's,
I mean, it's a yes no question when you're that age, isn't it? So just, yeah. You know, I think, yeah. I think he's reasonably,
we did look, we specifically looked into that because we thought he might get that.
Yeah, it's because you can get, things like one squared and one cubed and stuff.
Anyway, and, it shifts after that to, hexadecimal pulses. And again, it
spells out a traveller character.
It's sending a hexadecimal number and then the number.
It's
then
my
the number
own
of pulses.
Personality. Yeah. All right, where are we going to build up to here? Well, you have made quite... It's clearly an intelligent civilization of some kind.
Well, there's definitely
probing whether we're intelligent. Oh, at the minute, God. We've really just parroted it back and slightly... We haven't really done anything that a reasonably competent AI couldn't do.
Well, no.
And we're trying to avoid giving them much more than that.
To be fair... We think they might be a reasonably competent AI.
Well, it's a possibility. It
then comes up with 2A, 3B, 5, 1A, 4B, 5, 2A, 2A, B, pause.
Jesus, Roger, I had no idea there were going to be tests. kneecap people. It's a very different skill.
Are we in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting?
Yeah. So was it 2? Was it 2A,
3B, 5?
2A, 3B, 5. 1A, 4B, 5. 2A, 2A, 2B. Pause.
6.
Or not 2B?
Mm-hmm. And it moves
Don't
on from
give
there.
Give away so Shakespeare.
It's establishing mathematical operations.
Yes, yeah, basically. It'll do negatives, divides, multiplies, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the basic rule of diplomacy, don't give away the home world. That's what we're working on.
Have we considered this might just be sending you its homework?
Well, this turns out to just be some kid who's been left behind and the parents never came back. And
We're going out to the space opera.
If you answer the homework questions, you have passed the key test of civilization.
This is, in fact, just a
Shim,
really
I just,
annoying
I would like to point out I enjoyed that through, space opera joke.
Thank you.
That was not given enough. Credence.
It's nice to be appreciated.
So from there it's starting to move on to
it
words.
It would be, wouldn't
and
it?
And words are complicated because basically it doesn't look as if you have any sort of common reference frame.
Yeah, but you can go quite a long way with maths, can't you? That's the whole thing.
Well, we could certainly try to work on things that are nearby, like ice planets.
Yeah, and it's basically constructing a language in part based on what you send.
Yeah.
Which I think is technically a pigeon, because it, you know, bits of whatever it speaks, bits of English.
Yeah.
What are you going to ask for that? I mean, it's kind of sterile. It's very much facts rather than feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think we'd expect that probably at this stage.
But it's getting there, and then with examples, you know, the mass of that thing is this many units, which you can then convert to your units. Mm. This is a speed, this is a distance. Yes, it is aware that the speed of light is finite, which kind of have to be, but...
Mm-hmm.
You get a confirmation of that.
Yes, because the whole thing is stutter up cheats, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, seems fair.
The universe isn't fair.
Mm. Then it's patching up the vocabulary. You know, it reflects visible light. It reflects light very strongly at this distance, this wavelength. Okay, it's red. This is probably taking several hours. Do you want to move the ship in closer while you're doing it, or
no?
Okay, fair enough.
No. Basically, we are. I don't care what Dr. Sung thinks.
I think it is
Sean.
Dr. Song was Data's creator, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Dr. Zhang.
Dr. Zhang.
I apologise for the Chinese pronunciation, which Shim will probably be able to do better than I.
Yes.
There's no tones, so I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And it's some flavour of Zhang, but which tone?
Yeah,
no idea.
But you don't know what state things are like in...
Yeah, exactly.
GSD. I mean, it's...
Might be pronounced throat warbler mangrove, for all we know.
Unlikely, but yes, that's a possibility.
The great Chinese language reform, even mention of which gets us banned in the real world.
Yep, it's okay. I will make a cup of tea and bow to the mild paranoia of the security officer.
And
speaking of mild paranoia,
this is the game, but in a friendly, fuzzy way. And eventually, you've got to the stage where it sends a animated two-dimensional image.
Oh God, it's porn.
Which is of well, it does seem to be wearing a Bayern uniform.
A what uniform? Sorry,
Bayern. One of the ship's jumpsuits.
Oh,
light brown eyes.
What?
For vaguely familiar looking female face.
What? It's a human.
Yep.
Wait a second. How's this information?
Although the uniform colour is more or less, well, it's been sent various basic data on humans. The standard contact.
We spent all this time on a first contact with someone we already know.
But the as you watch the uniform adjusts and it turns into more of a robe. It's kind of in the vague mould of a classical Roman statue.
His arms are off.
And
well, we know one thing, Captain. They are shaggable.
And sends the message. Hello, I am Messenger.
Have we sent? Okay, so
have we sent any visuals?
No, I'm not so much worried. Okay, so
I am worried about the visuals. So I'm wondering how they've managed to get that.
No,
there is a whole lot of basic contact information, which would include roughly this is what humans look like in a very anodyne way.
Yeah, but any uniform?
Does that? Okay. Have we sent any probes in this direction?
No.
Previously,
nothing prior to this mission.
Okay.
Did the information we exchanged with it include telling it what our uniform looks like?
Not so much that. In a strictly technical sense, yes, but just that, you know, this is what humans look like, rather than this is what we are particularly wearing.
Could have scanned us, basically. Then
it's okay.
It
so
could have got that from the information packet.
So the information we've given it is enough for it to produce this thing. Okay.
We're at a bit of a disadvantage against this thing, I think.
So
it's
what?
Using intelligence against us.
Can you show us
a swine?
Well, this is all through the probe. Can we produce a similar facsimile of us or something?
Yes. Does anybody have a suitable art skill?
I can produce a lovely prose poem.
Haiku, Gazante.
It looks like. I mean, it looks like it already knows what we look like.
Yeah, but we just told it what we look like, didn't we? In that package we gave it.
Right, but we show you the counter move to that will be draw a picture of it.
Yeah. So
which
can
basically
we do
looks
that
like
on
Mr.
What?
Messi?
Did it?
We don't. Yeah, we don't really know what it looks like. We know what this habitat looks like.
When it sent through, you were saying that basically it was. Kind of. So does the picture look in any way, shape or form like any of us, like anybody on the ship?
No. Well, it looks a little bit like everybody on the ship.
Right, okay.
It might well have been averaged out of the various human faces in the contact package, that sort of thing.
So what have we got in return? Did we get a content package?
Well, it's apparently waiting for you to answer.
Well, we need to say hello back to it.
Yeah, we should certainly do that.
For the love of God, no.
Tell me about this thing called love.
Ah, dear. If we want to send something back, so it said it's messenger. How about we say hello, we are, and then insert name of ship, or in fact, or name of probe, potentially.
Yeah, okay.
If the probe is named.
We are the crew of, perhaps.
The probe doesn't have a name, it is a Rysender class interstellar probe.
Well, let's call it Rysender, and can we...
We're going to get
can
stuck.
Can we politely
being
ask
Rysender
for reciprocal information?
Do you have a press kit?
Because I feel like we've given more than we got, which wasn't the plan.
I mean, presumably, Dr. Zong's basically been...
I think he's probably been sat on at this point, judging by your previous comments.
Yes.
Well, we are making sure...
We use the statue walk! We're from a...
Yeah, no, we're just making very sure that in no way, shape or form can he bollocks anything up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, there are all sorts of ways anybody could bollocks this up. We don't
usually need
an NPC to do it for us.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, that's
like
very
true.
I shouldn't
give out anything more until we've got a similar amount of information in
Well,
return.
No, because presumably we've had the same amount of information back from them.
Though? That's my question.
Has it given any indication that it understands we're carbon-based life forms? Did we pass that information along?
I think we probably
it's
have.
It's certainly in the contact package.
Yeah, okay.
So what have we got? That's my question. What have we got in return for that contact package? Nothing.
Nothing yet, but it's sitting there apparently waiting to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, that, then
so
that's
I think
what
a,
I would
a
like,
friendly
like,
greeting. Can you show us an image of yourself? You know.
Yeah. Similar information request in
Certainly.
Return. Reciprocation requested.
Sanity rolls, everybody.
Why does your large body not communicate?
Hey, listen. People from Cornwall just aren't that chatty.
It shows you a picture of Entdecker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scanning us.
Let's request further information again,
yes.
Politely.
I am a messenger. These units are part of me. It shows you a series of, frankly, geometric-looking shapes, but...
It is a machine.
There's a thing that's a collection of vaguely spherical things.
Mm-hmm.
It's
balls.
These are the things that you've seen going out to the nearby asteroid captured moons. These are assemblies.
Well, I think we can.
This a collection of dodecahedra. This is storage. This is a fabricator. It's a collection of cubes.
Okay.
Hang on, we're talking to a set of polyhedral dice.
This is
a
sonic
solid.
Oh my god, it's the dodecahedron.
A seed? What was the seed?
The thing that's coming very quickly towards our ship.
It's showing you a kind of, let's see, there is an outer single helix, basically a large wound coiled or spring, inside which, with a lot of the assemblers moving around it, a structure that is being built. That thing is about 12 kilometres long. It's got a big sphere at one end, a set of diamond-shaped... Your earthbound references, what to call them, sails. Let me just put a map.
So it's building a transport? Is it native to this system?
It's hard to ask that without explaining where we have come.
But it knows, it knows that we come from elsewhere.
Well, I want to ask it.
We're travellers. Are you a traveller too?
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Hmm.
How long have you been in the system?
Hmm. Do you have plans for later?
Shall I bring red or white wine?
Oh, yeah, that would be more appropriate.
Red wine with fish, that should have told me something.
The monsters.
I became here. Proto me travelled here as a seed.
Ah.
Okay, is it like some von Neumann probe that's become...
That's kind of my thought.
Bigger.
Hmm. Now I construct and send out seeds.
Right. Did Earth ever send out von Neumann probes or equivalent?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there's quite a good set of stories about, I think, are they all called Billy or something like that?
You think of IKEA?
No.
It's a bookcase. It's a bookcase. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, imagine the computers. It's got infinite replicating storage.
Request for information. Why does your large unit not communicate?
Because it is not a sentience.
No.
I'm not saying this directly because I'm not the person in charge of the. You know, it's the way we travel rather than it being the thing.
All I was going to say is I am intermediary. So in other words, I'm communicating with you, you're communicating with it.
Actually a lie.
Well, no, it is. Because
there's people on the end decker that we're communicating with. It's not a total.
No,
it's true that the probe is an intermediary.
The probe is acting as an intermediary.
It was showing a picture of the end decker when it was saying, why does your large unit not communicate?
This is what I mean. It's talking about why isn't the ship. This is V'ger all over again. Why isn't the ship talking?
It's not going to come and try and hump end decker, is it?
I don't know what bizarre fanfic you've been reading.
The only transhuman space game I played, I was a horny spaceship. So
that's true, actually. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And yet you said it was hard to get into that character.
I mean, we could say we are being cautious.
I'm just going to
We are being cautious.
We reply back, the probe is an intermediary.
But we're not talking about the probe. Talking about...
We turn around, because it's asking why isn't it talking. Well, no, we're talking, we're just not talking to it, we're talking to the probe.
Yeah, but I think it wants to know why the giant ship isn't talking.
Because it's talking to the probe.
I don't think that's what it wants to know.
No, it is. I think it's. I think
probe.
Yeah, basically, the probe is an intermediary. We're not talking. Basically, we don't want to talk directly
at
the moment.
Should we just say shy and leave it? See if that's okay.
It's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
No, I think just turning around and saying, you know, that we're. We don't want to talk directly to
well,
it.
Well, let's try that.
I think it's a legitimate thing.
Okay.
Understood.
We are then actively, passively scanning to make sure that it isn't trying to talk to us directly in any way, shape, or form. And this is again where Dr. Zong. Is basically being actively monitored, or anybody else from the Chinese delegation.
Let's not just stick it on the Chinese. Not everybody who's going to cock things up or might be into a interspecies espionage is going to be Chinese. It could be anybody.
It's very true. Check the Americans too.
Have we got any Americans on board?
Yes.
Yeah, we must have, unfortunately. Yeah, okay. Sorry, that's really unfair.
Well, I mean, you are Cornish, you know. I do understand that.
You know, well, so are you.
Cornwall as well.
You know,
As an intelligence agency, I try to be a little bit broader-minded and suspect everybody.
Yep, that's fair enough.
Reasonable.
Anyway, shall we leave it there?
Yeah, I think so.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Roger.
I am waiting for the other shoe to drop and basically for it to start shooting very, very shortly, but...
But why would it? It seems to be a thing that is spreading out, and as far as it's going to take over the universe, you know, that's...
It's I mean, you know, the von Neumann machine concept, I think, is quite a standard one, isn't it? So,
please define unclear concept Cornwall. Processing, please wait.
Army Inc. missiles.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Roger.
People who drink tea.
Now wrong with that.
Yeah.
But where are we? Yes, there, tea time. I see.
In space is always tea time somewhere. I wonder if that'd be the better motto for Alien.
On the other hand, Killer Clowns from Outer Space was in space, no one eats ice cream, no one can eat ice cream. So.
So,
and on that,
ta-da.
Good night all.
Cheers, bye everybody.